Okay, we're going to do a little numbers game right now that I think you're going to find fascinating. So you're going to need a piece of paper and a pencil, or if you're driving or something and you're not near a pencil, then try to remember these numbers. This is an amazing mental trick. It will fascinate you. It will stun your friends and neighbors. And if there's anything I want to do is I want to stun my neighbor. I used to just walk outside naked in my driveway. That would stun them. No more. They're not even stunned by that. I'm going to stun them now. Here's the stunning thing. Ready? Okay, let's start. Take your shoe size. You got that? What's your shoe size? Okay. Multiply that by 3. Divide it by the number of times you go shopping in a supermarket every week. The number of times you visit a supermarket in a week, in a given week, on the average. Multiply that by 2. Add the number of Facebook friends that you have. Subtract 100. Now, if it's a minus figure, you can't play anymore. Okay. Now add your cholesterol level. Now take that same shoe size, subtract that. Good. Divide it by the number of people you had sex with before you were married. And if you're not married, then it's whatever total it is to this point. Mm-hmm. Got that? Add 7. Good. Now subtract the number of miles that you are away from the nearest highway. How many miles are you from the nearest highway? Subtract that from that total. I'll wait. Okay. That total should be your house number. Am I right? Amazing, isn't it? Now, if you don't live in a house and you live in an apartment, if it's something like 10B, A stands for 1, B stands for 2, C stands for 3, etc., just do that formula separately. But isn't that amazing how it comes out exactly every time? Phenomenal, isn't it? Stun your neighbors with that.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Come to Papa. I'm your baby mama. I'm your Papa mama, Papa baby. I'm your baby Papa mama. I can't do that stuff. I try to, but I can't do that stuff. I can't talk like that. Welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. Pleasure to be with you on this fine day. Do I sound different to you? Is my voice quality different? Is it better? Is it worse? What's up with me? I've been talking about this small cold that I've had. It started bubbling in my throat with a sore throat on Friday. Then by Saturday, I noticed a remarkable difference in my downgrade to the point where I had what they call post-nasal drip. I don't know where the post comes in unless that refers to the cereal, but there was no posting going on. It was just, it was dripping down my throat and it hurt like a baby mama. And just dripping like an automatic coffee, dripping coffee machine. It's awful. Saturday was my worst. Sunday started feeling a little bit better. Not too bad, a little bit better. Then Monday, I decided to start taking antihistamines, treating it like an allergy as opposed to a cold. And that started working. Maybe I never had a cold because I've not been sneezing at all. No sneezing. None. Very little coughing, just a lot of dripping. And as I've said in the past, I don't know where this dripping comes from. There's no external source. I'm producing my own drip. And it, I don't even have to outsource to Mexico for this stuff. I'm making it big time right here locally in this country. It's made in the USA. It's made in my nose, I think, is where it's made. I don't know where it's made. I don't know how that works. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. So I did the antihistamines on Monday, and I started feeling like almost normal again. And Tuesday, not so bad either. Today, a little bit of a step backward. And thank you for... I know that this so much concerned you. There's so many cards and letters have nothing to do with my illness, only to do with... Well, they're basically invoices and bills and magazines, but still, thank you for them. Very, very nice. By the way, if you ever want to contact me, forget it. I'm not contactable. You don't want to know me. You don't want to contact me. Believe me. Take it from me. There's no point. Don't even bother. But if you have a suggestion about something you'd like me to talk about on any given show, or you know somebody who may be an incredibly wonderful guest on the program for interview purposes, you can email me at ronvandamshow, ronvandamshow, @gmail.com. I don't know where they get the Gmail from. Gee, there's mail. ronvandamshow @gmail.com. Or you can email me and just tell me how wonderful I am. Stroke my ego. Everybody needs to have their ego stroked. Everybody. I don't have a big ego. I really don't. I'm anti-Trump, at least in the sense that I have no ego. I need it stroked, man. I need it stroked just like you need to be stroked. You need to be stroked too. You need people to say, hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, you're beautiful. Hey, you're good looking. Hey, did you lose weight? That makes you feel good, doesn't it? It doesn't make you feel bad. The only way, if someone says, hey, looks like you've lost weight, the only reason I'd be bad is if you only weighed 50 pounds to begin with. Then you go, oh my God, I have more of a problem than I thought. But that's usually not the case. So it feels good when someone makes you feel good. I've said this so many times. I've said everything so many times. Why even bother anymore? Why even listen to new shows? Just listen to all the hundreds and thousands of shows that I've done, and you'd hear everything there anyway. When you're walking down the street, and somebody of the opposite sex, it has to be of the opposite sex. It usually works better that way because we get most of our compliments from the opposite sex. If you're a female and a male says something nice to you, there's that little bit of a sexual overtone, and sexual overtones feel good. Flirting feels good. No matter who you are, flirting feels good. And if you're gay, then flirting still feels good. It's just from a different gender. That's all. But flirting is fun. Flirting feels good. It's also, you're not supposed to do it if you're in a monogamous relationship, but it still feels good, which is why we flirt. It's a good thing. It's fun. It's the best game ever. It's better than chutes and ladders. It's better than Candyland. Flirting. So, for example, me, I'm walking down the street and this a woman, she doesn't even have to be attractive, doesn't even matter, coming in the opposite direction. She glances at you, you glance at her, she gives a little smile, and you keep on going. You don't have to have sex with her. It's just that little smile that comes from her and that little smile that's returned from you. and you feel good. And no words have been spoken. Nothing has been said. Nothing has been intimated. Nothing happened. Nobody touched each other. Nobody spoke a word. Nobody swapped any spit. Nobody did anything. But yet, just that glance says miles of things. That glance is saying, hello, I'm noticing you. You're looking good. Good to see you. Glance back, same to you, guaranteed double for me. Simple, wonderful, amazing how that works. It's like mental telepathy. It's like you had wild, passionate sex without even having it, and it only took a split second, which is really all it really takes me to begin with anyway. All right, that's enough of that. But isn't that a wonderful thing? It's all you need. So stroke my ego, kids. Give me a glancing blow at ronvandamshow@gmail.com. I will appreciate it. Of course, you can send me tons of money. That would be even better. But I don't live in Nigeria, and I'm not putting any money in your bank account, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I tend to breathe deeper and more loudly when I have a stuffed nose, so please excuse that portion of my program, which will probably exist through this entire fiasco today.
One man, one microphone, 1 hour, so many random thoughts. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay, let's do this. Hey, I want to say hello to Melanie DeCamp, who had her trash picked up today. Today is trash day for her. I want to say hello to little Johnny Sorensen, who's celebrating his 10th birthday today. Happy birthday, little Johnny Sorensen. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. It's his 50th birthday today. If you're the owner of a silver Pontiac license plate 732XY7, your lights are on, which is weird because it's the middle of the afternoon. Christine DeGrazio has just been promoted to general manager of the Christy DeBoli situation. Christy DeBoli, I'm sorry, syndication. Very hard to read. Make the announcement for the market basket, number 73, please. Number 73, please step up to the counter. They can take your deli order now. A little bit windy off the shore today. Small craft advisory. Look out for small crafts, which would be tiny little ashtrays. And also, the winds will be at 73 knots. 73 knots of wind. I don't know what that means. I know a knot is like what you put in a piece of rope or something, but I don't understand why so many knots would make it windy. Route 95 is backed up about 75 miles, so you might want to seek an alternate route, which would be, I guess, 94. If 95 is, I guess, take 94. If it's... Why don't they have routes just like in alphabetical or numerical order? I don't understand why they don't. I don't understand that. Make it so much easier. But nothing's ever easy, is it? It all depends on what you're wearing.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today?
I'll tell you, I went to, Tori and I, when Tori was on the last program on Friday, last time she was on the program, they had a big food thing going on in the city of Brockton. They had a, it's called the Taste of Metro South, very well attended. All these restaurants bring food and you pay an admission price at the door and you walk around this convention hall and you try everybody's food and you get really filled up. It's all different kinds of food. And it was very, very crowded. Of course, people are walking around. And this is a funny story.
Okay, get comfortable, everybody. It's time for one of Ron's funny stories.
That's going to be funny. It's going to be a funny story. Oh, it's gonna be a funny story. Get ready. So I'm walking around this convention hall floor, and all these people are eating all these different foods. And most of the, you can tell the classy people from the unclassy people, and here's how. Classy people are eating all kinds of food, and they look just totally normal. That they're just walking around, they're just totally normal. People who aren't classy are also walking around, but they're wearing everything that they ate on their clothes. A little bit of meatball sauce on the pants, a lot of stains on the sweatshirt, little pieces of spinach on the teeth. It's just disgusting. And here's what I hate most about that kind of function where people are eating and walking around and having conversation. When people talk when they're eating food, food like sprays from their mouth all over you. I was talking to this one guy and we're talking and we're about 2 feet apart and he's eating while he's talking to me. And it's like a food fight. He's like tons of crap are coming out of his mouth and I feel them bombarding me. I can feel these little pieces of prickly food hitting my body and my arms and everything. And it was like, oh, this is the most disgusting thing in the world. He's spitting on me. He's basically spit. This is like an oral hygiene, horrible Gallagher routine. It was horrible. And I kept trying to get out of the conversation. Well, I gotta go. I gotta go. I think I'm gonna faint. I gotta leave. And it was awful. It was just awful. That's my funny story.
And that was another funny story from Ron. Wait, that was supposed to be funny? Wow.
All right. about your kidneys. To be honest with you, I'm not too sure what they do, but I think they perform a function in your body, I believe, and I think you need at least one of them to do this thing. Otherwise, they have to put stuff in you in order to perform that function, and it's not a pretty thing. It's horrible. You know, whatever it takes, I guess. So I decided to speak to a kidney man. I mean, who doesn't? At some point, you know, when you're doing a talk show, you always say to yourself, I should talk to a kidney doctor. I really should talk to someone who knows about kidneys. Because I don't even know what they do. I know what a kidney bean is, and I think it's, I don't think the bean performs the task of a kidney. I think it's shaped like a kidney. That's what it is. Just like Florida's shaped like a penis. And no one ever really goes there, do they? No one calls Florida the penis state. Why not? It is. I mean, if Italy is shaped like a boot, I've never seen a state shaped more like a penis than Florida. I mean, come on. So why is it the sunshine state? Why is it not the penis state? Because I guess people would think that's a little embarrassing. Wow. Maybe there's no penis state because there's no vagina state. And, well, there is Virginia. Virginia, the vagina state. That would be very good. That would be interesting. You'd always remember it. Virginia, the vagina state, and Florida, the penis state. They're not near each other, and perhaps they shouldn't be. Otherwise, you'd have way too many states, and you'd have baby mama states. You don't want that. Ron, you start talking about kidneys. What the hell's wrong with you? Okay, fine. You're right. It's a good point. Javier Rodriguez is president and CEO of DaVita Kidney Care. Did I pronounce that properly? DaVita?
Yes, you did.
Excellent. Excellent. That was my first try. We're talking about kidney disease and how that may be significant to many Americans. How many Americans actually do suffer from this this disease?
Unfortunately, about 1 in 10 Americans suffer from kidney disease.
1 in 10. Oh my God, that's wow. That's a lot. Now, are there more that probably do suffer but have not been diagnosed?
It's a great question. Many people suffer from kidney disease and are completely unaware. And that's why I am speaking to you and your audience today, in the hope that people take the time to assess their risk.
All right. Now, what type of symptoms would result from a kidney problem?
Actually, that's the biggest problem. It's usually a symptomless, so you can't tell. So some people can have some changes in the way they urinate or some swelling or some fatigue, but it's very unlikely that they would diagnose that as something with the kidney. And so that's why we, on our website, we DaVita, created a assessment tool. And so if you go to DaVita.com/learn your risk, you can see how many risk factors you have and whether you should seek nephrologist help.
Very quickly, what does the kidney actually do? What function does it perform?
The kidney is actually a filter of your blood.
Okay. All right. So would that not show in a common blood test when one goes for an annual physical?
You can have certain tests designated, but it's not normal to do it in a normal panel.
All right. So it would have to be requested. And how would I know even to request that? In other words, what's the resolve here if one has a disease and doesn't know it?
Yeah, you can actually ask your physician, your primary care physician, or seek a nephrologist, which is a doctor of the kidney, but you could just say, could you please check my kidney?
Oh, okay. So we should do that every once in a while. My doctor is not going to do that voluntarily ever.
Unlikely. Some doctors will if you are manifesting some of the risk that we're talking about, right. And that's why we're saying go to the website and assess your risk out of that short little assessment there.
Because a lot of those symptoms that you mentioned and are so common for so many other reasons.
Exactly. And that's why if you go to your doctor and you start saying, hey, I am a little fatigued, yeah, or something like that, it's very hard to end up at the kidney.
Yeah, I mean, I beat my doctors every day if I felt fatigued. It
exactly
depends on whether I sleep enough. There's so many other factors.
You and most of America.
Okay. All right. Now, once I am diagnosed with some level of the kidney disease, is this usually a very treatable situation?
Yes, and the most important here is to detect it early. Uh-huh. If detected early, you can change your diet. You can have some medication and some life habits,
okay,
and it could really delay the progression of kidney failure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. At least there's a resolve for something like that just by doing that. Okay, that's good. Yeah, geez, I wish there was a way to know. I don't know why my doctor wouldn't just say, like, every once in a while you should have this done. Is this a result of aging as well or something? Why would this be an onset for somebody?
Well, the leading indicators are hypertension and diabetes.
Oh.
Those are the leaders. And also, African-American and Hispanics are a lot more likely to have chronic kidney disease.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start checking it out with my doctor at my annual then and just bring it up and see where they go with that. Where can I get more information?
Yes, and please go to DaVita.com. And again, if you do DaVita.com/learn your risk, you could really be on your way here.
Okay, and that's DaVita.com. Excellent.
Correct.
Hey, I don't remember anybody else talking about something like this, so I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I don't know. I learned what a kidney does, but I how do I know if I have it? I got to ask my doctor if I have everything now. Doctor, do I have a kidney? Could you check my kidneys and my lungs and my shoes and my knees and my ankles and all my organs, please? Write up a panel for everything just to make sure, because I got to catch everything early. High blood pressure, diabetes, I don't like interviews like that because watch out. It's like, oh, watch out for the bus. Is there a bus coming? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Why are you telling me to look out for the bus? Because you could get hit by a bus. Well, is the bus? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. Watch out for the zombies. The zombies are coming. What zombies? I don't know. Is there a way to tell if the zombies are coming? No, there isn't any way of knowing. But watch out. Well, watch out for what? I don't know. How do I know I'm in danger? I don't know how you know. There's no way of knowing. What are you doing? What are you doing this to me for? I don't know. It's confusing. It's terrible. Don't warn me of things that I have no way of knowing anything about. God.
There's a guitar pick in my pocket, and it's longing to get out. But my blue jeans are too tight.
This is Carmen and Camille from Canada.
But instead I hear the rantings from my boss when I'm at work. My guitar pick knows my needs should not come first. Love is a simple thing, you keep it in or let it show. You got to sing about it, scream and shout and let it go. Make sure you take the time to get it out. Don't hold it, cause it all comes down to this again.
very talented girls. They write their own songs. They perform their own songs. They're sisters. What more do you want? Wonderful, wonderful young ladies. The reason that we played that is they gave one of their entire albums as a soundtrack to us, the production company here at the Televisuals, and Mark Schipetta, who's been on the show before, he produced a motion picture called A Father's Fight, which is actually a documentary about himself, who stepped into the MMA, is that right? MMA, is that right? The motion with cage fighting thing? I don't know what it's called. I wasn't into it sports-wise, but I was into it motion picture-wise. And he got into the ring there and went out to raise money and awareness for his kids with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's a tearjerker and also a very fascinating motion picture, and I had agreed to direct it. It put me in the IMDb, and that was nice. It was nice as a full-fledged director of a motion picture. That's cool. And he was able to get his friends Carmen and Camille, these performers, to do the soundtrack for the motion picture. And they flew out here from Canada for the opening here in Massachusetts. And it was quite an event and really a wonderful experience. And I thank Mark and I thank the girls, Carmen and Camille. If you're interested in their music, it's all excellent. You can Google them. I assume you know how to do that. Carmen and Camille, the name of the girls. Wonderful young ladies. Very attractive, by the way. Will definitely give you fantasies if you're a male or a lesbian. It would work out for both of you. Anyway, how you doing? Good to see you. You're all looking really wonderful tonight.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Thank you so much. Well, have you had a good time today? Is everything going? You like it? You think it's funny? Thank you. All right. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. So yesterday I went to the store. Or, well, I did go to the store. I went. Oh yes, I did. I went to the store yesterday. So I look at the cashier and wait a minute. Let me tell you the rest of the story. So I said to the cashier, "You look pretty today." And she said, "Well, so do you." Oh, okay. Anyway. Okay, fine. Never mind. Well, there's only one thing left to talk about.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Well, let's talk about it right now. I don't know what to say.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the...
All right, fine. We're just about out of time for today. Thank you so much. Again, if you want to get in touch with me, there's really no point. But you can do so by going to ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. I did a ceremonial thing yesterday. I don't know what time of year you're listening to this show, because sometimes I repeat them, sometimes I never do. It just depends on my little whim and my little fancy. But I did a ceremonial thing yesterday. I went out to my driveway, which is very ceremonial. And I have driveway stakes on the side of my driveway on both sides. And these stakes, they're not stakes that you buy at the Omaha Steak Store or anything like that. These are like stakes. They're like wooden stakes that you put through a vampire's heart. And Lord knows that comes up all the time. So I have 9 of them out there, and I gathered them up because I realize it's not going to snow anymore. It's done. The winter's finished. No more snow. And there was such a good feeling about pulling those stakes up. It is ceremonial. It is the removal of the stakes, which is a ceremonial situation. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Ron shall perform, as he does on an annual basis, the removal of the stakes. And before I remove the stakes, I say a little prayer. And it goes a little something like, it goes exactly like this. I think I need some effect here. I now am going to remove the stakes. It is with great pleasure at this time that I remove the stakes. After the removal of the stakes, there will be a small reception in the garage with refreshments and little hard candies. Thank you for participating in the removal of the stakes. Stakes, 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 stakes. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Before you leave, before you turn this off, would you object to a small survey? We do this as a customer service survey every once in a while. If you could please rate the following questions, 0 being poor, 10 being excellent. Did Ron provide an entertaining program for you this morning? 0 would be poor, 10 would be excellent. Mark it now, please. Very good. During the program, did Ron try to sell you anything? If I didn't, then I'm poor. If I did, then I'm a 10. Okay. Did Ron's voice and his nasal congestion inhibit your enjoyment of the program in any manner? 0 if it did inhibit, and 10 if it didn't inhibit in any manner whatsoever. And lastly, would you recommend the Ron Van Dam Show to your friends? And here, 10 is your only choice. Just mark 10 right now. Just do it. Just do it and shut up. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye. Thank you very much. Bye. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.